Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Now let's go Greyhounds, and Dave Carlson joins us. Hello, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Bring it on. I'm looking forward to the next 10 minutes. Yes, indeed, Coz. There are five heats tomorrow night, races 4 through 8. And I've got trainer Peter Lagogiani on the line. Pete's two entrants have each drawn the rails, which is pretty good news. And
yeah, really looking forward to it, Coz. As I mentioned just a second ago, there are five Richmond Riches heats. It's a three-week series with the heats and semi-finals, and then the final, $40,000 up for grabs. Good luck to everyone engaged. And Peter Lagogiani, well, Pete has two entrants in tomorrow night's heats, and they've both drawn the rails box. Pete, good morning. Let's start with your smart pup, Demolition Duke, in the first heat tomorrow night. He's won 6 of 9. He's a reliable beginner, and he's never drawn inside of box 5 in his career. He won't know himself getting the rails, Ali.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, you're not wrong there. Yeah, I think he's gotten used to the outside draw, so he seems to carve across over the 400 there. So, look, it's his first time over the 500s. We've prepared him for it. He's a dog with a bit of ability, you know, a lot of genuine early pace he's got. So, we'll just see if he runs out the 500.
Well, Pete, he's on the quick backup. He had no luck at Gosford on Tuesday night. He was in the 8 box. He got pushed right off the track by another runner. But he won at Richmond over the 400 the start prior, and it was a best of meeting time of 22 and 46. So he's certainly got ability.
Yeah, Dave, like I said, he's got genuine early pace, which puts him into the race. And he come home in 14.3 that night, which indicates that he should run the 500. So where he's hoping, mate, that, look, Richmond is the hardest 500, I believe, in Australia. So, it's a hard ask and a big ask for young pups to be going over that distance. But we'll just see how he goes tomorrow.
Pete, your other Richmond Riches runner is in Heat 5, which is a very strong heat. You've got Feral Frankie in Box 8 and My Bro's Ethics in 2. But your dog, Knighthood, has drawn the red. He's on debut after trialling in 30 and 50. And, look, you'd think that a repeat of that trial time would surely put him in the finish from the good draw.
Yeah, correct, Dave. Look, this dog's he's something special. He's got a bit of ability, this dog. We bought him at the auction, and a month later he actually smashed his shoulder and it was in pieces. So for this dog to come back from that, we nursed him along and with the help of our vet and the crew here, we got him to where he is today. So we're pretty happy about him there, and a nice little syndicate of people, including myself and Dawn and Jimmy and Danny, and we've actually named the syndicate Sheik Racing. So, after the Sheik's in Dubai. So let's hope he can portray that and make us millionaires, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, folks, Peter trained, he went overseas to Dubai for a number of years and trained for the Sheik, and trained with great success over there. But your success back home in the past year has been enormous, Pete. But let's talk about some of your established stars from your kennel. Golden Easter Egg runner-up Federal Lily, when is she going to be racing again?
Yeah, look, she got a bit of a knock after the egg final, and actually done a bit of a back muscle and hurt a pin muscle, so she'll be out for about four to six weeks, and we're aiming for the Brisbane Winter Carnival, so we'll see how we go with her. But look, we'll just play it by ear.
I'll have news on that Winter Carnival shortly too. Big prize money increases. And Pete, what about your $1 million chase champ, Mystic Ride? I'll never, ever forget that night. I'm sure you and Jody won't either, but we haven't seen her since Golden Easter Egg night as well. She finished fourth in the Ambrosoli. So what's the latest on Mystic Ride, Pete?
Yeah, just, again, same with her. She just pulled up a little bit ginger after that run. And look, after that race ball in Melbourne, she had a fracture in the wrist, and we nursed her along, and... Yeah, we just gave her a little bit more time off. I think we'll space her runs a little bit more these days. Her wrist is coming up with a bit of arthritis now. So, yeah, we'll just space her runs. I spoke to the owners, and they said we'll just keep running until she comes on season. And then I think they've got big plans for her breeding career.
Pete, what's the latest on your launching pad winner, Beast Unleashed? We haven't seen him since back on New Year's Day when he won the Gosford Gold Cup final.
Yeah, mate. Well, he's I've just had a bit of bad luck here at the moment. Look, he's on the way back. He had his first slip yesterday and pulled up enormous. So he's hoping, mate. Look, if he's anywhere near what he was back then, we'll race him. If not, there's been a few people knocking at the door about him going a stud and that. So, look, we'll just wait and see. We'll play by ear with him too. But, look, I'd love to see him back on the track, you know. And mate, he's just a genuine dog and we love him here. And he's just the king of the castle here. So, yeah, mate, we're hoping. We're really praying about him getting back to the track.
Good stuff. Well, in the meantime, Pete, all the best with Demolition Duke and with Knighthood and the Richmond Riches heats tomorrow night. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us, Pete. And you know, I just wish you all the best of luck going forward, but not when Souths play the Dragons, of course.
Well, up them bunnies, mate. We'll meet yous again and we'll beat yous again.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to getting more messages from you and that other South Sydney tragic, Mark Gatt. I'll hear from him as well, I'm sure.
That's terrific. Cheers, good mate. On you, thank Pete. You very much for having me.
Thank you, Pete. There's Pete Lagosiani, Sean.
All right, good on you, Dave. Now, just quickly, the Group 2 finals at Winnie Park Saturday night.
You betcha. Ambrosoli winner, Jamella Jets, a $3 tab fixed odds favourite for the Bob Payne sprint from box one, followed by Slingshot Hammer at $3.50 from box four, and the Speedy Tap Out Dusty from box eight at $5. While in the ladies bracelet final, Golden Easter Egg winner, Zipping Bailey from box five, is on top of the betting. $3 fixed from the tab, with Good Odds Megan from box three at $4.20, Little Jabrina from box eight on the third line at $5.50. Those finals are races 6 and 8, respectively, at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, Sean.
All right, now we've got a couple of dogs lining up in the Queensland Derby final.
Yeah, go those New South Wales chasers. The Derby's race 8 at Albion Park tonight. Jumps at 9.13. King Kratos, the Sydney trainer Jason Magri, is the $2.50 tab fixed odds favourite from box 2, while Painted Picture, which is trained at Casino by Mark Wilkes. Mark Wilkes' dog's going to jump from box 5 and is a current $6.50 chance. Onions O'Reilly's been scratched, so first reserve Copy Workshop will jump from box 4, giving trainer Warren Nichols 2 runners. Big news from Queensland with a major prize money increase announced. The Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup will now be worth $375,000 with $250,000 going to the winner. Now, the Brisbane Cup's traditionally been run in the summer, but will now be relocated to Thursday night, the 4th of July, part of a $500,000 super night at the Creek. It's going to feature races run over all 5 distances. So that's brilliant news, not only for Queensland, but for New South Wales trainers who can target the big night. The Sky Racing Brisbane Cup, Sean, now in July and now worth $375,000.
All right, now just finally, Leah Watt has passed away.
Yeah, sad news. Leah Watt, whose late husband Heck trained the mighty Zoom Top, passed away last week at the age of 93. And Jeff Collison has written a lovely piece on our website, thedogs.com.au, which includes this stat on the legendary Zoom Top. During one period in 1969, Zoom Top had 10 starts on 7 different tracks over 6 separate distances for 8 wins, among them a pair of group races. So it's rest in peace, Leah Watt. Sean, I was only a pup myself when my granddad took me to see Zoom Top at Harold Park, and I've been hooked on greyhounds ever since.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, Dave. Now you got a couple of winners for us?
Yeah, I'll get straight into it, Cozzy. 3 New South Wales meetings today, beginning with Goulburn. Comes up soon, 11:47 this morning. The best bet is in race 1. Number 8, House of Gold. Race 1, number 8. The best value bet is in race 5, number 3, Captain Trigg, which won at Bulleye for Johnny Callaghan last start. Race 5, number 3. Maitland races from 3:57 this afternoon. Don't forget, Gap Day at Maitland, midday to 4, this coming Saturday. Now, Maitland today, the feature race is the 8th, the Mother's Day Necklace Final. The best bet is in race 3, number 7, Len Ray Bonus. Race 3, number 7, the best value. Race 6, number 8, Bocelli. Race 6, number 8, Dapto commences at 7:10 tonight. The best bet there is in race 5, number 1, Winnie Allen. Race 5, number 1, the best value, Sean. Race 3, number 8, Dinah Benny. And that's it for a Thursday.
All right, good on you, Dave. We'll go greyhounds with you again tomorrow morning.
Cheers, guys.